This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I want to another send this, you know, I want to do the whole Sigmund Freud thing. I'm going to learn how to do that someday. Right? Better come back to another session of Sanity. Yeah. Did you love your mother? No? Maybe not? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're living the real side. Yeah. Can we start all over? Can we back this whole time thing up and... I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of. Not, you know, jump in when you feel the need to. You know, I watch the chat rooms. I watch the Facebook chat rooms and the live chat room we have going on the website. You do want to be involved on the website. Smarter people than I are in there making noise and doing things, and it's always very much appreciated. You know, I am, I would call myself patriotic. I mean, not like whacktoid patriotic, give me a break, but I would call myself, patriotic. And I always love when you get groups of, especially young people nowadays. I mean, I don't want to paint with the big broad brush. I really don't. I mean that sincerely. But you know, today, in today's world, you know, you've got young people who don't know what it's like to be patriotic, who don't, for lack of a better term, don't have an appreciation of what it's like to be patriotic. And when you find them, or you find a group like that, or a bunch of kids, how many of you have actually, you know, applauded them for doing it? Do you know what I mean? How many of you have, you know, like, oh, here we go, don't do it. How many of you bid them welcome, bid them a thank you? Do you know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, I'd like to take a minute if it'll work, because you know what always happens. I never want to do this. It never works right. But I want to take a minute for you guys to actually see a group of young kids who took some time out of their day to give a little, you know, to honor to the flag, to honor to our flag, to honor, you know, truly how they feel about this country. Now, if I can make it happen, you'll all be happy. If I can't make it happen, I'll be mad. That's all that matters, right? Let's see. Let's get some volume up here. Come on, boys. Give me some sound. We'll be back in a couple of hours as soon as I make this thing work. Come on. All right. I guess we'll have to try this some other time because it's not making me happy. Perfect. No crying. Now, I know all we ever do is, well, not to say all, but a lot of times we just do nasty stories about our young people. But you know what? There's a lot of good ones out there. We don't hear enough. You got any good stories on young people? You got good stories about stuff that's going down like this? Let me know. Send them to me. We'll give them kudos. I got this one, but I don't know what school. I don't know where these young men were from. I you know what? It'd be great to do a shout out to that school. But anyhow, you know, there are good things happening in the schools. There are good things happening with our young people. I just wanted to let that out, put that out there for you. So dozens of Facebook employees, you know, they're challenging the intolerant liberal culture at Facebook. Now, listen, it's Facebook employees. Are you hearing me? So let's pray for them because they may not have a job soon. Right? And how long do you think this is going to go on? So a senior Facebook engineer called out what he termed the company's political monoculture. It's in an internal message board post. He prompted over 100 fellow employees to join a group advocating political diversity. Well, God bless him. But he will need protection. The group represents less than 0.5% of the social media giant's workforce, and members aren't necessarily even conservative. But they say they're fed up with the way the coworkers who don't toe the liberal line are treated. Wow. Can you believe this? I mean, can you believe that they've actually come out? God bless this guy. Anyway, or whoever it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. More on, man, some support for these Facebook workers after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just engaging, being involved. And you have to be involved. You can't just sit there. You know, we used to say this all the time, right? You know, if you're yelling and screaming from the couch and you don't vote, shut up. You don't count. I mean, how do you complain about leadership when you don't get involved in getting leadership on board, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you get the Android / Apple app that we have, and we're not on the radio in your area, at least you can get the app, get it on your phone. The app allows you to do a million things. You can watch the show live from your phone. You can listen to the show live from your phone, and you have buttons on there where you can call the show directly. You can send me a message directly from the phone. There's a gazillion things you could do with that app. So I always appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We're talking about the Facebook team, some of the insiders, 100 of their employees who have decided they're done with it. They do not like the one-sided, the lopsided, the uneven-handed way that politics is handled from within Facebook. Now, think about that. Now, really, realize that only 100 people is a drop in the bucket. Okay? It's 100 people take up one corner of the floor space in one building of the thousands of buildings that Facebook has. I got it. But when you think about it, you've got people that are not necessarily conservatives stepping up now and saying, hey, look, we don't even like it. We don't like the way you're treating my friend, my lifelong friend who has conservative views, even though I'm a liberal, and we don't like the way the rest of you on the floor are treating him or her. Now, the members of this group, they say that they're fed up with the way the coworkers who don't toe the liberal line are treated, go on to say that we are a political monoculture that's intolerant of different views. This is from Brian Amaridge, a senior Facebook engineer who wrote in the August 20 post titled, "We Have a Problem with Political Diversity." It was leaked to the New York Times. It goes on to say, "We claim to welcome all perspectives, but are quick to attack, often in mobs, anyone who presents a view that appears to be in opposition to the left-leaning ideology." Now, since the post went up, over 100 employees have joined a group called FBers for Political Diversity. Although other Facebook employees reportedly complained that the group's online posts were offensive to minorities. Of course, it's offensive to somebody. A source with knowledge of the situation told Fox News the group's intent is to be a constructive space and include people on the left and the right. Well, God forbid we include both. That'd be too inclusive now, wouldn't it be? Facebook employs over 25,000 people, and like most Silicon Valley companies, it seems it's having a, you know, has a very hardcore liberal culture. We already know this to be true. Most of these Silicon Valley companies, most of these social media companies, the majority, and when I say majority, I don't mean 51%. I'm talking like 90% of these people are hardcore liberals. Now, in May, the company announced that former Arizona Senator John Kyle, a Republican, would lead an inquiry in allegations of anti-conservative bias at the social media network. Now, when you have employees come up and saying, look, we forget what's online, we have that problem in-house. Our office runs that way. Now, the memo cites a range of concerns, including the removal of posters welcoming supporters of President Trump. The efforts to get Trump supporters, Pete Thiel, removed from Facebook's board, the fact that All Lives Matter is a fireable offense, and Amaridge himself being called a transphobe for calling Facebook corporate art politically radical. How does that make him a transphobe? A source familiar with the incident said that Facebook's culture is open and that employees are encouraged to communicate freely in any of the tens of thousands of internal groups. On day one of Facebook's new hire orientation in Menlo Park, everybody hears from our chief diversity officer about the importance of diversity and how to have respectful conversations with people who have different viewpoints. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they really believe it. That doesn't mean they really support it. Just look who's being pulled down. Look who's being shadow banned. Look who's being pulled down. Look whose views and thoughts and posts are being pulled down. I keep telling you, look for the site, right? It's the Last Supper with Jesus. It's by a group of atheists. It has Jesus all cut up on the Last Supper table. I find that offensive. Do you think Facebook cares? No, they don't care. Me being offended and outraged that President Obama wouldn't stop the beheading or wouldn't put some more pressure on the Syrians to stop the beheading of Christians, that was offensive to them. Mark Zuckerberg publicly defended Thiel last year and in response to lawmakers' questions about alleged anti-conservative bias, said he wanted Facebook to be a platform for fraudies. But look, Zuck, from inside, if your core team, if your inside group has a problem with this, with conservative viewpoints, if they're attacking people in mobs internally, what makes us think you're not doing it externally? What makes us think that those same mobs aren't pulling down those ideas online? I mean, think about it. They're encouraged to do this. I'm not, you know why they're not encouraged? Because somebody comes down and says, good job. They're encouraged because they don't get fired. They're encouraged because they don't get reprimanded. They're encouraged because there's no downside to ganging up on somebody at the water cooler. I'm sure they don't have a water cooler. They probably have a vapor cooler. I don't know, whatever. Right? That's what the young people do now. They vape. So it's not really, let's just be honest. I wish these guys would be honest. It's not really a platform for everyone. It's only if you line up with their ideals. And, you know, Facebook is facing more and more and more scrutiny on a daily basis for the actions that they take. From the spread of misinformation on its platform by Russians to the proliferation of hate speech, the accusations that it censors content from conservatives. You know, Facebook's been under a lot of fire for the last 2 years. And the Russian thing I find highly amusing. See, since when has spreading misinformation been illegal? Let's just start off there. This has been going on since there has been print. You go back to every presidential election and tell me that you can't find paraphernalia, propaganda, whatever you want to call it, that has said lies and spread misinformation about the other candidate. And the goal is to get it out there first and have just enough truth in it, right, so somebody can't easily refute it. It ain't going to stop. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A little bit more on Facebook when we come back. I got to get past this. I got so much more I want to get to. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and 7 children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there's no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Come on, you gotta love that beat. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the, just being part of the process. It's always exciting to watch you be part of the process. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you're being involved. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a bunch of things you can do there on the website. So let's get into this because I enjoy it so much. You know, it's really kind of cool. I mean, for lack of a better term, right? It's really kind of cool to see that you do have some Facebook employees that are willing to step up. They're willing. I don't know how much they're willing to fight, but at least they're willing to try to make a change. They're willing to try to make a difference from within. And they see their friends, colleagues, loved ones, I don't know, whatever, being browbeat by the inner circle there at Facebook for not being liberal. Right? And with everything that's been going on at Facebook and how much they've been beat up over certain things they've done, you would think that they'd sit back. But see, it doesn't hurt them enough in the wallet. It doesn't. Zuckerberg could lose a few billion. Not going to hurt him. And I was saying this yesterday, until we decide to really, really hold out on these guys, really stop buying, you know, really start hitting up some of the, not the sponsors, but the ads that'll be ready to go, look, I'd love to buy from you, but not until Facebook. If you're advertising on Facebook, I'm not buying from you. I'll find somebody outside off of Facebook to buy from. And then you've got Google, right? From within, James Damore, former employee, he wrote a piece. He was fired for calling them out because of their lack of diversity and how they actually even encourage you to be on the liberal side. Damore filed a class action lawsuit against the tech giant in January. He told Fox Business that Google engages in harassment and career sabotage of anyone that expresses a conservative viewpoint. Right? And they actually outwardly shame white men there in Silicon Valley. I believe that. Merge has worked at the Facebook for more than 6 years, believes the objectivism and Ayn Rand philosophical system influencing libertarians are among other tenets. Says that the moral purpose of one's life is to pursue, or the pursuit of one's own happiness. That's not allowed. You have to pursue the happiness through the liberal line, through the liberal way of thinking. Anyway, the memo concludes by suggesting that the colleagues use the new Facebook group as a space where employees can discuss making the tech behemoth more tolerant and active-minded about different political ideologies. Right. That'll work. I'm drinking my coffee out of my TRS cup. You can only get those at therealside.com/store. And everything tastes better in a TRS. I'm telling you, everything tastes better in a TRS mug. And I can buy new shirts if you would just simply, because I have like two of the same kind of shirts. Three, you know, I love the same colors over and over again. But I want you to think about what he's asking, or what he's asking for, if you would. He's actually asking for you to push back on the Facebook giant. He's actually asking for you to push back on Facebook and hope to make a change and a difference, but you're not going to do it from the other side necessarily. I mean, from inside, there's got to be all kinds of pressure from the outside. Otherwise, it won't happen. Okay, if you got food in your mouth, go ahead and swallow, because this is disgusting. You heard about the judge that dismissed all charges against the three extremist Muslims in New Mexico. Now, we want to blame the judge for this, but frankly and seriously, this is the fault of the prosecutors. Right? I mean, the judge, we all scream on the conservative side that we want judges to follow the law. We don't want activist judges. The people need to do their jobs properly, because the New Mexican judge dismissed all the charges, but it was because it was on a technicality. Judge Emilio Chavez on Wednesday dismissed the charges against three of the five defendants, ruling that the authorities violated the state's 10-day rule. That's where they have 10 days to bring all the evidence or bring the charges, bring the petition forward in totality. And they haven't done it. Child abuse charges against Lucas Morton, Sabana Wahaj, and Herjar Wahaj were dropped because prosecutors missed the 10-day limit for the evidentiary hearing to establish probable cause. During a separate hearing Wednesday, Jeff McElroy dismissed the same charges against fellow defendants, Siraj Ibn Wahaj and Janie Lavelle. However, the charges leveled against them on Friday in connection to the death of the missing three-year-old boy, still stand. Now, Siraj Wahaj, the boy's father, and Lavelle were charged with abuse of a child resulting in the death of the child and a conspiracy to commit child abuse. Now, I want you to think about something here. The prosecutors, right? All I heard about was the judges all day long. How bad the judge was. How bad the judge followed the law. Do we want them to follow the law or don't we? Where are we at with this? I need some guidelines here from you guys. Okay, as a conservative, I am infuriated at the fact that these people were let loose on a technicality, on a screw up by a human being. All right, and we're going to send them back and allow them to 11. Remember, 11 kids. 11 kids were being taught how to use guns. 11 kids were being taught how to take down a school, how to take down some of these places where you'll have a bunch of people. 11 kids were being taught how to hate. Isn't that exciting? The five suspects were arrested by authorities after an August 3rd raid following a month-long search investigating the disappearance of the little boy. He had severe medical issues. He went missing from Georgia in December. Now, the occupants of the compound were most likely heavily armed and considered extremists of the Muslim belief. That's why they were very cautious in going into the compound and took their time. Taos County Sheriff's deputies discovered 11 children at the compound who were taken into custody. They've been out with child welfare workers. Now, Siraj Ibn Wahaj was allegedly training children to commit school shootings. And that's the prosecutors have proof. They have video. They have all kinds of proof on it. Health officials confirmed earlier this month that the discovery of the remains of the bones were positively identified as a three-year-old. I mean, there is a special place in hell for these people. I mean, there's a whole section for child abusers. I wish that were true, but, hell is hell. But, seriously, this is... And again, if I was those prosecutors, I'd be sitting there. I don't even know if I'd be feeling bad. I'd be quitting my job and going somewhere else. Has anybody seen? Show me a link. Has anybody seen an apology from these guys for not doing their jobs? It's infuriating. And another one. You start to want to have. You want to start feeling good about humanity. You want to start feeling like everything's going right? Yeah, good luck. So the liberal Tallahassee mayor, remember Andrew Gilliam? He won a victory in the primary for the Democrats last night. It was Florida's gubernatorial primary. And he was being showered with praise from the big Democrat socialists like Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Cortez. Right, just a wonderful guy. So glad that he made it. That there's going to be a runoff now. But Gilliam's got a problem. He's grappling with a controversy that could distract from his political war. The ongoing FBI investigation into possible corruption, right, in Tallahassee from him. The one that he's been mayor of since 2014. Now, as any good thief would, I mean, as any good person would say, Gilliam's denied wrongdoing. He said the FBI has told him he is not the focus of the investigation. Now, I'm sure the Dems will believe that. But I should use the same lines that they use with Trump, right? When Trump said, the FBI has told me that I'm not the focus of their investigation. They're like, yeah, sure, the FBI is not going to tell you if they're investigating you. What are you, stupid? So may I please, if I could, when it comes, hey, Gilliam, the FBI is not going to tell you if they're investigating you. What are you, stupid? I'm Trump, the senior host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Mad. Oh, it never stops. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do really appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us and, you know, feeding me information, feeding me stories. Always great. I really do appreciate it. We were talking about Gilliam who won the primary in Florida the other evening. And I just wonder if people really, this is, I always say, are people really paying attention? But I'm good with Gilliam winning no matter what. Whether the FBI nails him or not. Because I really believe that there's a little revolt going on from within the Dem Party. And they're not voting for their longtime good old boy Democrat club. And they're voting for these progressive liberals. Progressive/socialist liberals. And I don't think they can win against a mainstream Republican. I don't think they can win against a mainstream conservative. So I'm all for this. I think this sweep should happen across the country with the Democrats. The progressive socialists should be voted in all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But Gilliam says that he had no wrongdoing. The FBI told the investigation wasn't focusing on him, and as I said earlier, you know, that's what they always say. But you believe that, seriously. But in the aftermath of Gilliam's primary win, Republicans are doing everything they can to draw attention to Gilliam's link to the probe and make sure it does overshadow his campaign. Now, he's not embroiled in one. He's embroiled in multiple corruption scandals. Right? Gilliam's Republican opponent, DeSantis, he won the GOP nomination for governor. Also, he said the guy can't even run the city of Tallahassee. How's he going to run the entire state of Florida? Good point. Florida Democrats have selected a radical far-left politician who remains at the center of an FBI investigation. You know, if they beat this up too much, you know what's going to happen, right? it's going to fall on deaf ears. They really can't speak in generalities. They've got to nail this guy specifically with some of the things he's done. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, he only beat the person that he was, who was he running? I don't know. Look, I'm not a genius. I know some of you guys think I am. Oh, Gwen Graham. Right, so former Representative Gwen Graham, he only beat her. He got 33.7% of the vote. She got 31.6% of the vote, right? Vote. That's like not even 2%. So a very, very thin margin, and he's all excited about that. I wouldn't be. Not at that level, anyway. I wouldn't be. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow night, I think. But I want to give a shout-out to Evan Sayet, frequent guest of the show, great friend of mine. I think we're still friends. I don't know. He blew me off today, so maybe we're not friends anymore. I don't know. You know how those Hollywood types are, right? So he's got a great show coming up. If you're in the Los Angeles area, up in the Ventura County area, he's got a comedy show coming up this Sunday, September 2nd at 4 o'clock. And, you know, he calls the show The Unredeemable, Deplorable Show with Evan Sayet. So, you know, we're unredeemable. We're deplorables. Just get over it. Now, it's restricted to 18 and over, and it's not because, you know, I don't think I've ever really heard Evan use foul language. Have you? No. Yeah, not even by accident in between breaks. So it's a good, clean show to go. I think the place has dinner. It's at the Ventura Comedy Country Club, or Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And, again, it's a great place to go. You'll be among your own people, if you know what I mean. And he's always good. We'll have him on tomorrow night. He can talk about it more. He probably can talk more intelligently to it than I can. You know, this kind of went by. Wasn't a whole bunch of noise around it. There wasn't a whole bunch said about it. Kind of come to the top a few times. And I don't want to beat the whole thing to death, but I do want to I want to at least touch on this. Because I'm so tired of the Dems trying to come off squeaky clean, like they don't do anything wrong. And the reality is, they've got a bunch of scandals. The problem is that when the Dems were running the White House, when the Dems were running the government, these were all pushed aside like it was no big deal. It was like the way to do business daily. I mean, think about that. If this is true, if you don't think there's anything wrong with this, then you would not say anything about it. Yeah, we've been all over. I mean, we're sick of Hillary Clinton, but we keep coming back to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like looking at a very, very, very disgusting accident, but you just can't take your eyes off it. Right? And when you look at what took place when there was a federal court filing that had details in it about $84 million money laundering conspiracy that Democrats did through or during the 2016 presidential election. Now, the press is beaten up, and look, even in the light of still having not one iota of evidence, nothing to do or nothing that points to Russian collusion except towards the Democrats, they're still spinning that story. When polls show that as a whole, Americans do not care about the Russian collusion, they don't believe any of it anyhow, from either side, they're still pushing that story. Maybe that's why some of the major networks, CNN and so on, are taking a dump. Now, the local news cycles are regurgitating Democratic talking points from the racketeer influence and the corrupt organizations. And you could just go through this stuff, on and on and on through this stuff, right? But they took no notice. They've not written anything of substance about a court filing that exposes the $84 million money laundering conspiracy, all done through the DNC, right? The lawsuit filed in the D.C. District Court summarizes the DNC-Clinton conspiracy and provides detailed evidence from the FEC, Federal Election Commission. Right? This elaborate scheme, and this is another thing. We're kind of like the little cats chasing the laser beam on the wall, right? We get something like this, and then something else pops up, and we just drop this and go to the next thing. We need to start seeing this stuff all the way through. Dan Baker, campaign finance lawyer and attorney, the attorney of record in the lawsuit, explained that the underlying law in an article for Investor's Business Daily, it said the under federal law, an individual donor can contribute $2,700 to any candidate, $10,000 to any state party committee, and $33,000 to a national party's main account. These groups can all get together and take a single check from a donor for the sum of those contribution limits. Now, it's legal because the donor can't exceed the base limit for any one recipient. And state parties can make unlimited transfers to their national party and so forth. Now, the loophole allows bundlers to raise large sums of money from wealthy donors, more than $400,000 at a time. Right? They filter the funds to the national committees, Democrats and Republicans alike. They both do that. But once the money reaches the national committee, there's other limits that apply. Right? When you start going through, and I'm not going to, you know, there's 86 pages of this thing. Right? But when you go through this, there's a 20-page complaint with an Excel spreadsheet that shows you how money was continually moved around to different groups in different states in different areas, and then eventually filtered back to the Clinton campaign. So look at it like this, where maybe the each individual, not the donor, but the DNC group, they can only give so much to the campaign, right? So what they decide to do to make up the difference, and this is all in this, I'm just trying to break it down for you. They'll transfer money to the Tennessee State Party. And then the Tennessee State Party takes that money and transfers it to Hillary Clinton. The National Party's still got a few more bucks left over. They'll send it down to the Florida Democrat Party. Florida. And then the Florida Democrat Party will take that money, and where do they funnel it? They funnel it to Hillary Clinton. So you get down to nothing. So you get down to nickels, right? So you can look at this as legal, but the problem is the DNC controlled all the funds. You're not supposed to work out or have a hand in how those funds are used. If the Mississippi Democratic Party, who gets money from the National Democratic Party, decides on their own to give the money to Hillary Clinton, that's fine. And there's over 30 transactions that you can check and look at and trace it all back to the original sums of money that came in from bundlers that should have never gone to the candidates or to a candidate, if you would, the way it did. So the one thing I will say about the Democrats, they know how to do this. They've been getting away with it for years. And it ain't going to stop soon till somebody goes to jail. Ain't going to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. New Mexico may be in for its own little civil war. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.